Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You had Carol does a thing on her Facebook page, although she's had to back off of it a little bit lately. We'll get into that maybe another time. But looking at what was going on 100 years ago.
Yes. And I started it at the beginning of, actually in 2014, mm-hmm. to when World War I started, or yeah. the Great War. And as the United States didn't become involved till 1917. Mm-hmm. But how did local people here in Northeast Texas, and for almost a year, year and a half, nothing was mentioned about the war.
Interesting. But how were people living? What was happening 100 years ago? It's a nice round number, and it's far enough back that nobody
right.
is
There's
around to remember that, and we don't know about it. So, but it is interesting to see what was happening 100 years ago. Having said that, here recently, Carol noted, and I wish we had done this a few weeks ago, but it's good that we do it now, that in April of 1919, mm-hmm. the what was then called the Commerce City Board of Commissioners decided to start paving the streets
yes.
of Commerce. So this is the 100th anniversary this year of paved streets in Commerce.
Yes. And you know, these streets over here are pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you, the brick streets downtown Commerce have sure held up.
Is this on black land?
Oh, yeah. Yes, very much so. No, I think you're right. It's also interesting, Carol, we'll talk about the specifics of this in a moment. City Council right now is getting ready to do an assessment of the streets and to figure out, you know, just exactly what needs to be done. But I guess 100 years later is a pretty good time to do an assessment. But by and large, yes, I do think that they've held up pretty well. But I went back, and Carol had a brief item on this, but I did go back and look up the Commerce Journal article. This was April 18th, 1919, so just
a little bit.
They decided to in the beginning pave the public square.
Yes.
And then basically the right around downtown, Main Street, Alamo, Washington, and Caddo were the original streets.
Now that wasn't far from the depot, was it?
Now that I'm not sure. Probably not, though, because
I think it's very close, that area.
Yeah. Well, that I presume that old railroad depot that is there to the east, northeast of downtown is
right.
Is where
in Greenville, they were going to do it around the courthouse, but then they had to wanted a way to the Katy Depot. Mm-hmm. Now the other, which was the Cotton Belt, came in later, and it was kind of overlooked.
I see. We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. We're talking about the 100th anniversary of paved streets in Commerce. And I guess it was around that time that other cities were also getting paved
streets. Right, this was a time that historians call the Progressive Era. And Progressive Era included, in our part of the country, Populists were farmers, and they really were getting a bum deal. My heart always goes out to the farmers and not the manufacturers. Mm. But then there was the progressives who wanted to make things better, who wanted to get better roads, wanted to make sure the milk was sanitary, wanted to make sure that the streets were clean, all this kind of stuff.
Wanted to prohibit alcohol.
Wanted to prohibit alcohol.
So, you know, you win some, you lose some. So, interesting that what I read in the article is they sold $30,000 worth of what were called warrants, which I presume is the same as bonds.
I think so. I am not an economic person.
And then the what it said that more paving will depend on demand.
Yes.
And people then who lived on other streets
got together.
Yeah.
And petitioned. Petitions were big at that time.
But and all agree, and this is a quote, all agree to do their part of the paving. Now I presume that doesn't mean that they're out there with a hoe, with a shovel, and a and a rake or whatever you use to do payback. What I'm thinking is they had to make some contribution.
I think so. Can you imagine these college professors out?
Well, yeah, I can, actually. Some of them, especially in those days. But I think that probably is what that meant, is that they're going to have to pay at least some of the cost of the paving.
Yes.
But they said it would. This was in the spring of 1919, said the work will be completed by fall. But anyway, we're now observing the 100th anniversary of street paving.
And right.
Kind of interesting what you find when you go back and look at the newspapers.
Is.
And by the way, I would mention that the Commerce Public Library has a link there where you can go and research all the old Commerce journals. But it's really nice
and
service.
And you can put in a name and a date and pops up.
There it is. That's right. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Sure.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.